for all. The Global Voice.
To cubes. All right, so we're gonna do a really fun one. I really enjoy this one. Here we go. Oops. Just having trouble navigating a menu. So we're going to do a new game, and here we go.
Welcome to the Aperture Science Computer-Aided Enrichment Center. We hope your brief detention in the relaxation vault has been a pleasant one. Your specimen has been processed, and we are now ready to begin the test proper. Before we start, however, keep in mind that although fun and learning are the primary goals of all Enrichment Center activities, serious injuries may occur. For your own safety and the safety of others, please refrain from... Stand back. The portal will open in 3, 2, 1.
Where is the little radio? Thank you.
Your business is appreciated.
Well, I guess I'm not going to do with that radio what I wanted to do. But that's the first thing, is you go through the portal. So, we've understood portals. Here's a button. Here's a cube. They call this an Aperture Science weighted storage cube, and we're going to put it on the button. First, we press B to pick it up. Drop it on the button.
Excellent. Please proceed into the chamber lock after completing each test. First, however, note the incandescent particle field across the exit. This Aperture Science material emancipation grill will vaporize any unauthorized equipment that passes through it. For instance, the Aperture Science weighted storage cube.
So if I were to try to take that cube in here with me, two problems. One, it would let up on the button, causing that door to close. And two, it would vaporize it. So actually, let me see if I can demonstrate that. Okay, so that's part of the problem there. That would close, so you actually can't take it with you on this one. Of course, I have no idea if this elevator is going up or down.
Please place the weighted storage cube on the 1500 megawatt Aperture Science heavy duty super colliding super button.
I'm sorry, let me just take a moment to appreciate 1500 megawatt heavy duty Aperture Science super colliding super button. So, there are three elements here. One, the cube, two, the button, and the other is a portal. First, we need the portal to line up with the cube, go through the portal, pick up the cube, and then need it to open to the button. So, here we go. Portal to cube. So now we need the portal to open again to let us out of this little space. Okay, whoops. That's portal to cube, now...
Perfect. Please move quickly to the chamber lock, as the effects of prolonged exposure to the button are not part of this test.
So, she said move quickly to the chamber lock. There's really not a time element to this. She's kind of over-exaggerating a little bit. So, what I didn't really describe is that portal is changing locations each time. And so, I needed it to reveal the way to the door. So, I understood portal, door, cube, and button.
You're doing very well. Please be advised that a noticeable taste of blood is not part of any test protocol, but is an unintended side effect of the Aperture Science Material Emancipation Grill, which may, in semi-rare cases, emancipate dental fillings, crowns, tooth enamel, and teeth.
Door opens.
Very good. You are now in possession of the Aperture Science handheld portal device. With it, you can create your own portals. These intradimensional gates have proven to be completely safe. The device, however, has not. Do not touch the operational end of the device. Do not look directly at the operational end of the device. Do not submerge the device in liquid, even partially. Most importantly, under no circumstances should you... To ensure the safe performance of all authorized activities, do not destroy vital testing apparatus. Do not destroy vital testing apparatus. Please proceed to the chamber lock. Mind the gap.
So, a couple of elements here. First of all, camera destroyed. Oops.
Certain objects may be vital to your success. Do not destroy testing apparatus.
Just make sure I didn't miss one. There's really nothing, like, vital to gameplay if you destroy these, but... Okay. So, a couple of elements here. We've got a blue portal. Or no, it's an orange portal, sorry. A gap. We have to clear that gap. So what we're going to do is we're actually going to fire our portal at the wall, which when we go through this blue portal will come out the orange portal on the other side of the gap. Now.
Vital testing apparatus destroyed.
And there's the gap where we just were. Now, what we're gonna do is first of all. Oops. Okay, you know what? To heck with it. I'll get that gap in there. So, our orange portal stays the same.
Well done. Remember, the Aperture Science Bring Your Daughter to Work Day is the perfect time to have her tested.
So, we just destroyed another camera. This is not the objective of this, by the way. The objective is to clear these test chambers. Take a moment to just address the timer here. Okay. All right, right out of the chamber lock.
Welcome to test chamber 4. You're doing quite well.
So right out of the chamber lock, right ahead there, there's a camera, so we'll...
Vital testing apparatus destroyed.
There's a super colliding super button. So, there's a glass panel, a super button. There's a cube. Where is the portal? Okay, so we can move that around. So where's the orange portal? Okay, so the orange portal's right near the button. Again, we don't have the dual portal device, so we can't really spawn our own orange portals. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna shoot down there, down into that ledge, and cause the super button, or the cube, to drop near the button. Pick it up, and...
Once again, excellent work. As part of our required test protocol, we will not monitor the next test chamber. You will be entirely on your own. Good luck.
That's one of the easier test chambers. I'm just checking to see if there's any cameras to destroy. The other thing I'm gonna start... Oh, hello. Goodbye.
Vital testing apparatus destroyed.
The other thing that I'm going to start watching out for, actually, I'm going to cheat and use a guide when we go on break, is there are special rooms.
Vital testing apparatus destroyed.
So I guess our orange portal doesn't spawn until we go into the next room. So the orange portal is up on a ledge. That's interesting. So here's how we're gonna do this. We've got two buttons, which means there's two weighted storage cubes somewhere, so we're gonna fire at the first weighted storage cube, which is down in a gap here. And we're gonna pick it up. We're gonna plop it on one of these buttons. So that's the first one. Next, we're going to... Well, first of all, camera, so...
Vital testing apparatus destroyed.
So next we're going to see there's the orange portal. Again, we don't have the orange portal device yet, so we're going to drop down. And then we've got our other weighted storage cube that's on the opposite wall here, so we're going to use our blue portal with better aim near that platform. We're going to pick up the weighted storage cube and drop it onto this super button.
As part of a required test protocol, our previous statement suggesting that we would not monitor this chamber was an outright fabrication. Good job. As part of a required test protocol, we will stop enhancing the truth in 3, 2,
so the fact that she just cut off there means she's not going to stop enhancing the truth. Okay, so there's a clear bridge just below our orange portal, so we're going to fire our blue portal anywhere. So now we're on kind of a clear surface, and it's really not much of a detriment if you... No, because you can't really fall. So, okay. First things first, camera.
Vital testing apparatus destroyed.
Vital testing apparatus? I don't think so. And there's our chamber lock. Super energy, like energy pellet or something like that. And then there's a switch. Now,
while safety is one of many Enrichment Center goals, the Aperture Science High Energy Pellet seen to the left of the chamber can and has caused permanent disabilities such as vaporization. Please be careful.
So, here's how this is working. Our high energy pellet here is colliding with the orange portal as it comes down. We need our blue portal just above this receptacle. If we mess this up, our high energy pellet's going to be detrimental to our health, so...
Unbelievable. You.
Subject name here.
Must be the pride of.
Subject hometown here.
I'm just doing my cursory sweep for cameras. And the key was to land that energy pellet in a receptacle and no cameras. Okay, fine. So if I missed any, that's going to be frustrating.
Warning devices are required on all mobile equipment. However, alarms and flashing hazard lights have been found to agitate the high energy pellet and have therefore been disabled for your safety.
So the receptacle is right above our portal. So what we're going to do is we're going to fire at that little black burn mark there and open our blue portal. That will cause that.
Good. Now use the Aperture Science unstationary scaffold to reach the chamber lock.
So it's a moving platform. Unstationary scaffold, maybe, but uh-oh.
Please note that we have added a consequence for failure. Any contact with the chamber floor will result in an unsatisfactory mark on your official testing record, followed by death. Good luck.
That chamber floor is acidic. I think we can solve one more test chamber, don't you? So, we've got our orange portal. Blue. stationary scaffold is moving again. We have 2 minutes left. There's a visual element that I'm kind of missing here, so I'm not going to... Actually, you know what? I'm gonna try it, see what I can do.
Okay. Variance.
Impressive. Please note that any appearance of danger is merely a device to enhance your testing experience.
No, it's not. She's trying to kill me, and I have proof. And we'll see that proof after these messages. Well, we'll see that proof in just a moment here. And, yeah. So next we're on to test chamber number 9, I think? But the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to Google something. All right.
The Global Voice is now exclusively on Mastodon. Follow us to discover what's coming up during the day, read important announcements, and to chat with DJs during live programs. Find us at The Global Voice, written as one word, at mstdn.social. That's The Global Voice at m as in Mike, stdn as in November, .social. The Global Voice on Mastodon. Follow us and be in the know.
What? Hey! It's a nightmare! Now that's more like it!
Tired of twiddling the dial in an endless traffic jam of boring options? Well, stop twiddling and tune in to Eine Kleine Comedy Trainwreck with me, your Klein host, Sean Klein, for an hour of British, American, and international comedy, Wednesdays at 13 UTC on the one and only Global Voice. Or you could just keep twiddling that dial and get stuck in an endless loop of boring music and traffic reports.
That's impossible!
With Sean Klein, Wednesday, 13 UTC, only on the Global Voice.
Radio for all. The Global Voice.
All right, and we are back. My volume is all the way up because I don't know. And I did Google those Ratmen dens earlier, and we won't be seeing them this playthrough. Oops, wrong way. The chamber lock is this way.
The Enrichment Center regrets to inform you that this next test is impossible. Make no attempt to solve it.
So this really isn't impossible. You've got your orange portal up here on this platform. You've got a cube. You've got a button. Actually, there's an emancipation grill right there, so that's interesting. Okay. Let's take stock of what we have.
The Enrichment Center apologizes for this clearly broken test chamber.
Shut up, GLaDOS. Okay. So we're gonna drop the Emancipation Grill, or the cube, through that portal. Pick it up.
Once again, the Enrichment Center offers its most sincere apologies on the occasion of this unsolvable test environment.
So we pull that through there. It's not unsolvable, really.
Frankly, this chamber was a mistake. If we were you, we would quit now. No one will blame you for giving up. In fact, quitting at this point is a perfectly reasonable response.
Okay, I see. I see the solution. Okay, so you're gonna do this? You're gonna...
Quit now, and cake will be served immediately.
Suffering the Let's Play curse here. Yeah, okay, watch this. Go over past the Emancipation Grill. Now I'm on the other side of the... Then we'll go to the other side of the portal. So pick that up. Bring the cube to that end. And you avoid the Emancipation Grill altogether.
Fantastic. You remain resolute and resourceful in an atmosphere of extreme pessimism.
You know, I took the sorting hat test once, and I got sorted into Slytherin, so that's resourceful.
Hello again. To reiterate,
previous
light. Momentum.
Okay, so we got our orange portal up above us. Interesting. So we're gonna use that to get up the stairs there. We have our orange portal up above. So here's how this is gonna work. We're gonna jump down, and at the speed we're going, we're gonna shoot through the orange portal there and just whiz right through it. So drop.
Spectacular. You appear to understand how a portal affects forward momentum, or to be more precise, how it does not.
Again, we don't have our orange portal gun yet. There's an orange portal down there, so we're going to take a pretty big drop, but we're also going to shoot our portal pretty high up there. And when we take that drop, we're going to drop right into the orange portal, and we're going to do so very quickly, so check this out.
Momentum, a function of mass and velocity, is conserved between portals. In layman's terms, speedy thing goes in, speedy thing comes out.
I think this is the part where she gives a very robotic whee. Watch.
The Enrichment Center promises to always provide a safe testing environment. In dangerous testing environments, the Enrichment Center promises to always provide useful advice. For instance, the floor here will kill you. Try to avoid it.
Oh yeah, that's helpful. That helps. So we're about to get our second portal gun that allows us to use two portals instead of one.
Thank you.
This part really confuses me in a lot of ways, I'm not gonna lie.
Part of an optional test protocol, we are pleased to present an amusing fact. The device is now more valuable than the organs and combined incomes of everyone in.
Subject on down, here.
Control of both portals, this next test could take a very, very long time. If you become lightheaded from thirst, feel free to pass out. An intubation associate will be dispatched to revive you with peptic salve and adrenaline.
Button. Where's that?
Testing apparatus destroyed.
Left, so we're gonna actually use something special to close out the show here. We're not doing it with our normal outro music. We're not doing the Have a Rotten Day. We're not doing Game Over yet. So I do want to thank Chrissy, Wally, Steve, Kelly, and whoever else has a hand in me being on the Global Voice. I love doing the show, as daunting as it can actually be. I mean, it has its moments where it's like, what on earth? But not entirely so. It's not, like, the worst thing I've done. But it has its moments. So, let's go ahead and close out the show. We are at the minute mark. And we will go ahead and then... we're actually going to do a musical number to close out the show, believe it or not. We don't normally do this, but when you're playing Portal, you kind of got to do it in a certain way. That's my own personal opinion. Is you got to do it in a certain way. And we're going to do it in that certain way. We are going to go out with a, not really a bang, because it's not really what it's going to be. It's more or less something mimetic. But I will, in the spirit of RFG, say that I have been Serena Schutz, also known as the Blind Swan. This has been RFG, Radio for Gamers. This game has been terminated.
This was a triumph. I'm making a note here, huge success. It's hard to overstate my satisfaction. Aperture Science. We do what we must because we can. For the good of all of us, except the ones who are dead. But there's no sense crying over every mistake. You just keep on trying till you run out of cake. And the science gets done and you make a neat plan for the people who are still alive. Thank you. inside. Maybe you'll find someone else to help you. Maybe Black Mesa. That was a joke.